You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. Are your meetings good, bad, or downright deadly? Over the years, there's been no better source of inspiration on ways to transform a lifeless meeting into an engaging and profitable experience than Patrick Lencioni. Patrick is the author of 6 best-selling business books, an acclaimed public speaker, and the founder and president of The Table Group, a management consulting firm that focuses on organizational health. Today, you'll listen in as we discuss his bestseller, Death by Meeting. Death by Meeting. Loved the book. Wonderful. You state that bad meetings are the most painful problem in business. How does a company know if its meetings have become deadly?
Well, if they're boring, that's a good sign that they're problematic. If people dread going to them, that's a pretty good sign. Those are the telltale signs. People should actually look forward to going to meetings, and they should not be bored when they're there. Now, that sounds crazy, I know, but the truth of the matter is good meetings are interesting, and more importantly, it's where real work gets done. And when people perceive meetings as something you do instead of work, that's a big problem.
Now, you have a theory that a good meeting is like a good movie. How so?
Well, it should get people's attention early on. A great movie hooks its audience early, in the first 10 minutes, and it should hold people's attention. There should be real conflict taking place. In other words, there should be something at stake worth caring about. And at the end, there should be some sort of resolution.
Now, encouraging conflict and drama in a meeting would seem like a hard sell. Don't most managers feel that it's their role to smooth conflict and limit the drama in meetings?
Exactly, which is why meetings are so boring. The truth is, meetings aren't supposed to be easy and comfortable. They're supposed to be places where difficult decisions are made. And if you take the drama out and the conflict out, you're not going to really be talking about the right things and really getting at the heart of the issues. And you're not going to engage people and get their best from them either. So you're absolutely right. That's what most managers think. And that's where they are mistaken.
Now, your fix for bad meetings is not less meetings, but actually more meetings of a different nature. Can you explain the 4 types of meetings you recommend?
Right. I like to say that most companies have one big meeting every week, and they wonder why it doesn't work. And I refer to that as meeting stew. They throw every potential ingredient that could go into a meeting into this one big staff meeting. And in fact, people need to be having multiple kinds of meetings with very different purposes, and with clearer contexts around why they're there. The 4 different kinds of meetings are, the first is administrative meetings, which are just really check-ins daily, like, hey, what's everybody doing today? No agenda, no problem solving, just basically social check-in with one another so people know what they're doing. The next kind of meeting is what is usually a weekly tactical meeting, which is just where people talk about how are we doing against our near-term goals? What's holding us back? And what kind of problems do we need to resolve so we can actually accomplish those goals? It's not about strategy. It's not about brainstorming. It's about solving practical problems that keep us from being where we need to get. The next kind of meeting is we call a strategic or a topical meeting. And this should happen whenever it's needed. And certainly if it's not happening at least once a month and you're not doing enough of them. And this is where you actually take one topic, a big topic that is going to have an impact on your future, and you spend 2 hours or more focused on that one topic until you've wrestled it to the ground. These kind of meetings are actually very fun because they're focused on really solving a big problem, and these are where people have to debate and brainstorm and push on each other and draw on their levels of experience and perspective. So that's the third kind, the last kind of meeting that companies need to have. And this one I do believe needs to happen once every quarter. And that is, there needs to be quarterly offsite reviews where you just step back from the business and breathe and kind of reassess where you stand as a team, as an executive team, as a strategic viability, in terms of what your competitors are doing, what's going on in the market, what your best employees are doing, what your worst employees are doing. So it's stepping back and getting perspective, slowing down to go fast. So those are the four kind of meetings. Usually we talk about those things in a very mixed up way in a meeting, and people don't know, are we making a decision? Are we brainstorming? Is this a long-term issue, a short-term issue? And the answer is yes, it's all of those. And that's why we get so frustrated, because we have no context in our meeting.
We spoke with David Axon recently, who's the president of the Sonex Group, and he was saying that a fundamental mistake that organizations make in their yearly plans and budgets is too much detail, that strategic plans and budgets and items get lost amidst a host of expense line items that don't mean much in the grand scheme of things. Now, there's a place, I guess, in the tactical meetings that you recommend for this, but most companies try and jam a lot of these things into that same weekly meeting, correct?
Absolutely. What they try to do is they take on everything. I like to compare it to what we do at home, which doesn't work very well. We're standing in front of the bathroom mirror, brushing our teeth, standing next to our husband or wife, and we're trying to decide where to go on vacation, what to get for dinner that night, who's picking up the kids, whether one of our kids should go to a counselor, and whether we should have another baby, all in the same conversation. And the truth is, human beings cannot process on all those different levels in the same conversation. And why we think that's going to work at work is beyond me. You know, we need to be clearer about why we're having a meeting and what we're trying to get done there. And until we do that, people are going to be frustrated. Because it's not actually what they're talking about that they're unhappy with at meetings. It's the fact that they don't feel like they're getting anything done, and it's wasting their time.
Now, one of the things I found interesting in your book, you talk about, you know, rather than always sending emails to people, to actually stroll over to them and go and have a normal conversation. Has technology distanced us from one another in terms of meetings as well?
Well, I think what it's done is it's made us feel like we have permission, or that we're able to accomplish the same things without being face to face. And while technology has done good things in terms of when we positively can't be face to face, it's helped us make those kind of interactions better. It still has not allowed us to make the kind of decisions we need to make or work together as a team as though we were in the same room. There's no substitute for being in the same room and for developing those kind of relationships.
I wonder about the death by PowerPoint as well in meetings when people put up.
Oh, gosh. It's PowerPoint and it's Microsoft Excel. It's all the details, the numbers. People need to be talking about ideas and concepts and decisions. And a spreadsheet or a PowerPoint presentation does not suffice. They can be helpful background, but most of the conversations people need to have are not about numbers. They're about ideas and principles and decisions that need to be made.
One of the things that our customers say time and again is the value of Cognos in meetings is that they can come into the meeting with an agreed on version of the truth, that they have metrics, they have scorecards, they have plans that they've all agreed on in advance, and they can move on to those deeper issues. Can you talk to the value of that at all?
Exactly. What it does is the decision science that and the data that Cognos brings to the table allows people to not spend their time wading through details, but it informs them about what's really going on so that they can have those difficult conversations where no amount of data will make the decision for you.
For more information on how your company can avoid death by meeting, please visit the Table Group website at tablegroup.com. To find out how to get Patrick to speak at your next event, please visit the Sweeney Agency at thesweeneyagency.com. Finally, to read more interviews with Patrick, please visit the Cognos Performance Perspectives newsletter on the Cognos.com homepage.
Got perspective? Cognos Performance Perspectives is the Cognos e-newsletter for business intelligence, enterprise planning, and performance management. It's your source for exclusive interviews, insights, and opinion on industry trends. It's a perspective unique to Cognos, one we think you'll enjoy. Get the newsletter and get a new perspective. Subscribe now at cognos.com/newsletter.
Taking you to the next level of performance, this is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.